This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
I'm Mark Belanger. World leaders are meeting in a G20 conference this weekend, November 15th and 16th. At the same time, labour leaders from the countries involved, known as the L20, are running parallel meetings. One of the major issues being raised by the labour leaders at the G20 conference in Brisbane is tax avoidance by multinational corporations. I talked to Pierre Abat about the issue. Mr. Abat is an economist with the OECD's TUAC. I asked him first to define tax avoidance.
Tax avoidance is in the gray area of compliance by multinational enterprises. It involves quite sophisticated schemes whereby a multinational enterprises or a family office or a rich family or would play with the rules, would exploit differences in regulation between two or several jurisdictions to artificially either reduce the corporate income tax base of the company or to shift profits from where value added is created, where economic activity takes place. To a low tax jurisdiction or to another country which, from an economic point of view, is not relevant.
The international labor movement is focusing on pension plans as one of its tactics to reduce tax avoidance by multinationals. Why pension plans?
The pension funds actually may pay tax. To be true, across jurisdiction, many pension funds are, in fact, tax exempted. But that's because pension funds are often seen as a social institution that deliver a social good, a public good, which is workers' right to retirement. The issue here is that many pension funds invest in equity. They are shareholders of companies. And the issue is whether pension funds, as long-term asset owners, as long-term investors, have in place a policy that can help them track whether the companies in which they invest do pay their fair share of taxes.
How much money are we talking about? What's in the pension funds that labor representatives are involved with?
That's in fact difficult to say, but we have an estimate that pension funds where unions or where member-nominated trustees, so that's representative of members of the pension schemes who are most often are appointed by trade unions, have something like 20 trillion assets under management. Those 20 trillion are not all invested into equity, into shares of multinational enterprises. But clearly, pension funds across the OECD and in many emerging economies represent the first category of shareholders.